This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Because I love people so much and you do too. I have no idea how you say it, I don't care. That's something that super duper fascinates me.
Well, maybe, and honestly, maybe that's the thing, right? Because I think what allows me to deal with every single day, people are like, you're a charlatan, you're full of shit, you're a snake oil salesman, you suck, your daddy gave you a liquor store. They don't know my story, right? So I think the reason I can love so much is because I don't care so much because I know who I am. When people try to troll me and like, easy for you to say daddy gave you a liquor store, they don't know the truth, which is that I gave up 13 of my best years of my life to build my dad's store for him, and I left at 36 years old with no fucking collateral value and no money in the bank. Started over. But what am I gonna do? Spend all my time replying to everybody? Like, what am I gonna do? Go on fucking TV and say that's my story?
Well, what about, you said, like, even your sister, your girlfriend, say, like, I can't.
I'm married now, let's not talk about girlfriends.
Like, how do you say I don't care about that too? Sorry, so many questions.
I'm kidding.
Anyways.
I don't care because I know where they're coming from. Like, everybody's coming from a perspective. I deploy empathy and I know why my sister thinks that. I know why my wife thinks that. I know why my mom thinks that.
You don't care if they're disappointed or not happy with your decision because you know.
I only care if I'm doing something wrong. Wrong is different than doing something that somebody else doesn't want you to do. It's very different. I'm worried if I like hurt somebody or try to do something malicious. I'm only trying to do good, so it makes me very at peace with myself. And sometimes that means that I have to be selfish for a moment, but I know what my macro effect is. And if you wanna build a fucking tsunami, you better fucking figure out how to get real selfish real fast. Because if you look at Gandhi or MLK or anybody else, they're the most selfish fuckers going. I'm serious. Like, go break that down. Like, I know, like, this dude's dying laughing. Like, brother, I'm telling you, if you go look at them, right, you start realizing that they were selfish about having a legacy and figured out the code of, if they're giving at all times and everybody knows about it, that's going to build a legacy. I know why I'm standing here today. It's as much, and I'm getting paid unbelievably, but it's not ROI positive to me. I can make more money other ways. It's because it's why I'm going over time, because I know I have a little more time than normal and I'm keep going because I know the last 20 minutes, there's one answer, two answers that's gonna matter and it's gonna build legacy. You better get real fucking selfish, because you're not gonna have a ripple or a fucking little, you're gonna have nothing if you're not, because you're not gonna be strong enough to deal with, everybody likes the come up. Everybody wants to be big. You don't know what happens when that happens. You gotta be strong. You don't know what happens when you get the fucking other side of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was really helpful.
You're welcome.
Wait, that wasn't my question though. This will be fast, I promise guys. I promise so much. Okay, so anyways, I know the why, 100%. I'm still figuring out the how. I don't want to be stuck figuring out the how and not thinking about the next step.
Yep.
And I, in order to accomplish something that huge of a life purpose, I have to have some key components.
The first thing you have to have is, what do you have to give?
So once I figure out the how,
You can't figure out the how. Like, for me, once I figured out that I understood how to build businesses and that entrepreneurship was a gateway to the outcome for so many people because it was independence, I spent 15 years of my life building a business to have the credibility to talk about building a business, right? Which gave people more confidence to look and listen to me, because if you're a 20-year-old life coach on Instagram, you're gonna be faced with cynicism because you're 20 years old. Like, so I think the thing that you have to figure out is, what do you have to give? You know, I have confidence to give. Got it? Like, I'm up here on full fucking attack to inject you with confidence and eliminate insecurity, which leads to having very difficult questions about how you judge other people's opinions in your inner circle. That's how I got there. I was like, wait a minute, all of you aren't doing your thing because your mom parented you in a weird way because she was miserable and misery loves company, so she tried to make you feel insecure because she was insecure, and that's why you're not confident, and that's not why you're not doing shit, and that leads to, you gotta go confront your mom, and that's like, fuck. But that's what I had to give. That confidence and self-esteem was my drug that allowed me to open up my opportunities, which led to the awareness, because I was never scared to taste shit, and I figured out what I was good at because I never cared what you thought about my shortcomings because they were my shortcomings.
I'm going through a big point of growth in my life. I'm 20 years old, and I know the next 10 years are going to be like a lot of progression for me.
Respect.
If you could give yourself one tip when you were my age, what would it be?
Don't count anything.
I feel that.
Do you?
I think I do.
Let me tell you what I mean. Literally, don't judge where you're at for the next 10 years. Literally close your eyes until you're 30. Same advice I gave earlier. Like, the biggest problem for people is they're keeping score along the way, which means they're looking back, which is allowing people to pass them. I went into a coma in my 20s. You know, just like, checked out. I don't think what I did was right. I checked out so extreme that I like, stopped talking to anybody. I just went there, right? I think in hindsight, there was a healthier balance. But I think everybody else is too much the other place. Like at 30, I'm gonna be this, and at 22, this, and if I'm not the manager at 21, then this, and if I'm not making 63,000 at 20, like people are just counting against themselves because they're so used to the game of school and rankings and scoring, and then you get into the real world where it's detrimental, not a positive. Do you understand?
I do.
And you're gonna wake up at 30. So I woke up on my 30th birthday. This is a real story. Drove to the store, looked myself in the mirror, and I said, the next 10 years are gonna be really important building years. You just did that at 20. I promise you when you're at 30, you're gonna do the same thing. So the answer is it's forever. There's important years in your 20s, there's important years in your 30s, there's important years in your 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. So don't overjudge yourself. Do learn the work ethic and the skills that match your ambition. I'm completely driven by gratitude. Do you know how grateful I am? Like, do you know, what did I do? My parents had sex at this one moment and created me. Like, I'm being serious, I'm just grateful. Like, I have such a good thing going. People like it, I like it, it's so good. But like, what did I do? Like, do you know how lucky I was that I was an immigrant? Do you know how much I'm driven by a chip on my shoulder? Do you know how lucky I got that I was 4'11" when I went into freshman year of high school? Like, all these things went in my favor. I don't know, man, I'm driven by gratitude. Every morning I wake up and I'm just grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. I'm 42 years old almost, and unfortunately, thank you, and unfortunately, my grandparents, three of my four grandparents died before I got to know them. So not only was I born in a communist country where capitalism and entrepreneurship is shit on, I went to the place where it's most on a pedestal. I got the greatest mom in the world. My dad taught me work ethic and my word, which made me not a bullshit artist, saved my ass, right? But then on top of everything else, I've had very little death or pain around me, and I'm 42 years old. It's unfortunate why that's the case, given the circumstances before, but it's still my reality, right? And then I have a communication style that for some reason, who knew? Don't forget, I was 33 years old before I even made a video. Like, I never thought this could be real. Like, it didn't even fucking cross my mind. I was a businessman. Like, watching 20-year-olds that are hungry and thinking about their lives, right? I'm excited because I'm like, bro, you don't have any clue where this might fucking go. Because, you know, at 31 years old, I'm like, maybe I'll make a video on this YouTube thing. Like, you have no idea where it's going. So I'm completely driven by gratitude. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. And it drives the shit out of me.
And that helps you, like, to not procrastinate and just, like, be in a slump if you ever are, like, in a slump. I'm sure we all are.
Everybody's in a slump, but here's my thing, man. Nobody gives a shit.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the thing that people don't realize about slumps and depression, things that they, like, you gotta break them down. It's, for some people, it's a real disease and it's real stuff, but that's on a different plane. But like, being in a slump, like, everybody's in a slump. Like, everybody's got adversity. There's always something. To me, somebody's always got it worse. There's 7.7 billion people. And unless I'm in some weird little cage in some fourth world country, that means I'm not in last place, which means I have nothing to complain about.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you live in America.
Fuck yeah.
The fuck are you complaining about? The reason I'm excited that I'm cool to young kids is I'm teaching them good principles, not bad principles. All the other dick faces that are popular on Instagram and YouTube are flashing fucking cars and watches and fucking club and all this fucking shit down these 23-year-old dudes' mouths, and it's fucking stupid because it's short-term behavior. I'm collecting popularity because of gratitude, and because once I get them in, then I'm like, okay, listen, you wanna know what the real thing is? It's fucking hard work, it's being respectful, it's being a good person, it's being 30 years in the making. Like, and to me, my energy of this is like, it's cool to see it, because you don't see it often, and when you see it, you appreciate it.